East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
The national head of the Hawks task team that investigated Duduzile Zuma-Sambudla's alleged role in the 2021 July unrest has faced intense questioning in the Durban High Court. General Gopal Govinda is the first witness to testify in the case against the MK Party MP. Sambudla's trial on terrorism-related charges is in connection with social media posts she made after her father was jailed. Newswatch's Nushira Suthial has been sitting in on the proceedings.
During cross-examination, Zuma Sambudla's attorney, Dali Mpofu, first questioned Govinda about the dozens of WhatsApp groups he earlier said were used to coordinate the riots. Govinda confirmed that Zuma Sambudla was not a member of any of those WhatsApp groups. The officer also said the accused was not one of the 103 persons of interest identified through their investigations of those groups. But he told the court that her post on Twitter to her over 100,000 followers were disseminated in the WhatsApp groups and that some of the participants in the groups were her followers. Mpofu then put it to Govinda that Zuma Sambudla is not responsible for what her followers may do with the information she puts out. Govinda disagreed, saying if the nexus of her messages ended in someone getting hurt or something getting destroyed, there had to be accountability. Nushira Suthial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
Newcastle Mayor Xolani Dube says teams are still assessing the extent of the damage caused by yesterday's heavy downpours that flooded parts of the CBD. Teams have been mopping up today and working to restore essential services. Meanwhile, Newcastle farmer Tyrone Botch says they're doing all they can to mitigate the impact of the floods as more storms are expected to hit the area today and tomorrow. He says yesterday's storm was unbelievable.
A lot of rain, very stormy, a lot of thunder, lightning. I live on a farm. My dam looked like it was the sea, like it had waves and everything. Basically, the staff on the farm are basically digging like trenches and furrows so the water can drain off into the nearby dams and streams and that. So at least we can have access in and out of the farm. Because, yeah, obviously, if you don't have a fall buff, you won't be able to get in and out of the farms and that. So that's what we're doing to give us less of an impact on the farm.
And China says it's suspending special port fees on U.S. vessels for a year as Washington simultaneously pauses levies targeting Chinese ships. A fragile trade truce between the superpowers is taking shape. The two countries have been in a volatile trade and tariff war for months. They agreed to walk back some punitive measures after Presidents Xi Jinping and Donald Trump met in South Korea last month. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 29 tomorrow, Richards Bay, 32.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Springboks have shifted focus already to the job at hand this weekend when they take on Italy. The Proteas face India in a massive test series in India starting on Friday. And the ATP Tour finals continue today with Lorenzo Musetti facing Taylor Fritz in the first match in Turin.